More than $676,000 has been earmarked for 9 environmental and 6 public safety initiatives on the Sunshine Coast. The funds come from the community gaming grants, and are part of more than $12 million in new funding to support 281 nonprofit organizations involved with public safety and environment programs. Powell River Sunshine Coast MLA Nicholas Simons welcomed the funds in a March 23 press release. "Our government understands the important role that local organizations play in community safety," he said. "Funding local organizations like the Sunshine Coast Marine Rescue Society will help ensure that volunteers are ready and able to keep people safe out on the water. Safety: a total of $498,100 will fund public safety work from restorative justice to search and rescue on the coast. On the Lower Sunshine Coast, the funds include $44,700 to the Gibson's Marine Rescue Society, $40,000 and $33,000 to the Seashelt-based Sunshine Coast Marine Rescue Society, $26,000 for the Pender Harbor and District Marine Rescue Society, and $12,000 for the Seashelt-based Restorative Justice Program of the Sunshine Coast. In the Powell River region, the funds are $123,000 and $119,900 for the British Columbia Search Dog Association, $95,500 for the Powell River Search and Rescue Society, and $4,000 for the Cawthet Community Radio Society. Environment: several Sunshine Coast organizations are receiving funding for environmental initiatives that include animal protection, conservation, or environmental awareness programs. In Madeira Park, the Loon Foundation received $80,100. In Seashelt, $40,000 goes to the Sunshine Coast Salmonid Enhancement Society, $25,000 to the Sunshine Coast Conservation Association, and $7,500 to the Society for Atmosphere Solutions. In Roberts Creek, the Jellyfish Project has been granted $16,000. The Powell River Orphaned Wildlife Society is receiving $9,500. Nonprofits deliver vital programming that directly supports people throughout BC, and we want to ensure they have the resources to continue, Ann Kong, Minister of Municipal Affairs, said in a press release. "Our government is committed to continued strong partnerships. The grants that we are announcing today will support 281 organizations across the province that will help make BC a stronger, healthier, and more sustainable place to work, live, and play."